mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting end to my running and I'm so far from my home.
Oh mama, I can hear you a crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have very long.
We sold our clothes to the state. I don't
if I was crying in the van with my friend. It was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go, all things go. To recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, all things know. You had to find.
All right, it is past 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., 2100, which means it is the WMFO Music Department Hour, and you are listening to Mellow Max, and this is the Pat Metheny Group once again with Have You Heard? All right, so because it is the WMFO Music Department Hour, I'm going to be starting off with some music news. I believe the new King Gizzard album is coming out tomorrow. That is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, one of my favorite bands, and it's really exciting. This is their first album since they released Five in 2017. So all of last year they were on tour. I mean, the year that they released Five albums, they were also on tour. I don't know how they do it, but I'm very excited. It's called Fishing for Fishies, and it is environmentally themed, which is pretty exciting. Also, just announced yesterday, there's a new album by Amel and the Sniffers coming out sometime in May, so that's quite exciting. Also, and Amel and the Sniffers also from Australia, King Gizzard's from Australia, and on the same label, Flightless Records, started and owned by King Gizzard, and just a great label. They have all kinds of really cool music and bands and stuff. It's very exciting. King Gizzard is on tour in America at the end of August. I'm off, and they're playing 3 gigs in my general area. There's one around somewhere in Connecticut. Close, it's not, I don't think it's in New Haven. I think it's about a bit closer to New York. Anyway, so there's one night in Connecticut. The next night, they're playing Summer Stage in Central Park in New York City. I'm definitely going to that one because, oh my God. Oh, I can't even imagine. That's gonna be such an incredible show. And like, I mean, who is it? Who is it? Who has the Live in Central Park? Dad, if you're listening, what band is it that I like that did like a Summer Stage Central Park album? Oh, I'm getting a call. That might be the answer. Let's see. Somebody removed the cheat sheet for how to answer the phone. Again, everyone, apparently there might be some technical difficulties going on. If my voice is echoing and looping and being all wibbly wobbly, that is not my doing. So my humblest of apologies. I hope everyone can hear me out there all right. We have a flasher to alert you when the phone is ringing. And it always has a phantom flash after a phone call. Always throws me off. Is someone really calling back already? Anyway, and then they're playing that's one night, two night. Third night, King Gizzard is playing in Philadelphia. And, like, I'm just honestly kind of tempted to just follow them. And just see all of them. Because, I mean, oh, that sounds so good. Sounds like such a grand plan. So, as you are now listening to the MD Music Hour, time for new music. Oh, also, another music announcement. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. If you don't have any favorite local musicians, it's time to find some. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. The bands playing will be The Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsek, Danielle Miraglia with Lisa Bastoni, Lily Black, 62 Ghosts, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutante. celebutante. And now, let's see, this is a nice, I love it when the emails that I receive have exciting subjects. Something to put a smile on your psychedelic face. It did for Bowie. Like, what's that even mean? Oh, David Bowie liked it. Cool. Atomic Swindlers. They released an utterly unique indie album, Coming Out Electric, that became a favorite of David Bowie's and garnered amazing press for an unsigned indie act. They got number one pick for the best CD of the year from The Village Voice. And number two from Rolling Stone. Glam rock lays female-fronted band with obscure superhero references and sapphic celebration. Anyone? Yes, please. Then We Disappeared. Till now, the new song Susan Jolie is attached. So, let's see what we think. Yeah, and then there were some follow-up emails. Other music directors really like it. Bet you'd like it too, Max. Yeah, I'm sure I will. Psychedelic, if it's good enough for Bowie.
Jet trails fade in.
All right. So, overall, my job as music director, you know, I like it. It's a lot of emails, and most of the time, they're very unimportant. But it is really, it's a very cool opportunity, you know? Like, that song was really cool, just released. I don't know if I would have heard it otherwise, but the Atomic Swindlers, Susan Jolie, thank you for sending that along to me. Roy and April from the Atomic Swindlers. And I think last show I played In the Moment by My Plastic Son, which was written by that song and this song were both written by their drummer Roy. And so it's cool getting an email from an actual person, not just a promoter or like a, I mean, it's obviously a mass email blast. But no, he said thanks for playing the song that he wrote. So he obviously got my response saying, hey, I'm playing it on air, it sounds great. So that's cool, you know? A little bit of, there's so many emails going everywhere. It's nice when something that you wrote, I'm sorry, I got, hi, music director. So the subject line is, it's always Hanukkah. Hi, music director, let's clear the air right away. I know what you're thinking. It's April, and I'm writing you about a Hanukkah album, and you're thinking I'm nuts, and it's too early for the holidays, and I should just go away. Not so fast. I implore you to bear with me. Bear with me. When we talk about Hanukkah, what are we really talking about? An increasingly generic holiday designed to make Jewish kids not feel so bad about not getting presents in December? Frankly, that's what it felt like to me growing up as a Jewish kid. That's partially true. Hanukkah is really about freedom, Obolt. It might be the first Judeo-Christian festival that celebrates the freedom of religion. The freedom to worship any way you choose. The freedom to be whoever you want to be. You can celebrate Hanukkah with lots of gifts, or you can celebrate Hanukkah with lots of prayer. Your choice. Yael Strom's Broken Consort celebrates Hanukkah their way. Lots of musical freedom. You'll find everything from traditional songs in Ladino to Texas Swing on Shimmering Lights. All kinds of questions are in question in our current climate. Let's celebrate the freedom we have all year round, not just in December. And you are totally free to play Hanukkah music in April. And it's being released in June. I don't know if I'm sold, but let's see if I can play it easily. Oh, it's klezmer. I mean, why not? You know? This isn't about me. This is about the new music. This is about WMFO. Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. It's just not the season. But let's see. Do they have any recommended songs? I'm a bit worried. Let's listen to you know, because I feel foolish playing Hanukkah music in, what is this, April? I'm gonna play The Fool Over Yonder. Hiya.
from love is greater than he who reacts from fear much later. Come on, children, come on, come on, children, come on. The light of the candles burning so bright will never cease to fill an empty night. One for all and all for one. Freedom, freedom must be won. Come on, children, come on. Come on, children, come on.
Well, that was fun. I say was because there's a music video too. It's kind of fun. That was Cosmico with Pajama Day. Yeah, if you want to check out the music video, it's pretty cool. And honestly, that Hanukkah album, much better than I expected. Pleasantly surprised. I think that's the second time I mess up saying surprised this hour. It's been a long week. Yeah. Yale Strom's Broken Consort, The Fool Over Yonder. Christmas music in April. Who knew we needed it? Not Christmas. Hanukkah music in April. Excuse me. Who knew that we needed it? And most recently, we listened to Pajama Day by Cosmico. And now we have Nordic Daughter. With We Are One.
We are one, we are human, we are part of this world. We're all angels and demons forged of diamonds and pearls. We all be together, we're all part of the flame. We are one with each other, we are one and the same.
And love was the language we all chose to speak.
world. We're all angels and demons forged of diamonds and pearls. We all be together, we're all part of the flame, one with each other. One and the same.
Well, that was also pretty cool. That was Nordic Daughter with We Are One. Ooh, and I think it's time for a PSA. Whew. What have we got? I wonder which of these... Ooh, I like this. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're not me. No, they are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Actually, you know those like things that they have at boardwalks where it's like a bubble and you're like a gerbil in it? That'd be a great way to avoid everything around you. I would love to roll around in one of those. It'd be super fun. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Definitely a bit easier than the giant hamster ball. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org. That's massmed.org. And click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Yeah. And... And so, speaking of new music... Billie Eilish, right? She's pretty hip. Everybody seems to like what she's... Everyone's picking up what she's putting down. Like, she released an album on March 29th. It was May, it'd be... Anyway. And, like, it already has, like, the top song has, like, over, like, 364 million listens, which is wild. So I asked my pop culture consultant about which song I should play. And I was recommended Strange Addiction. Ah, it's my Strange Addiction. So let's hear it.
No, Billy, I haven't done that dance since my wife died.
There's a whole crowd of people out there who need to learn how to do the scarn.
Don't ask questions you don't wanna know. Learn my lesson. Way too long ago. To be talking to you, but I don't know. Should've taken a break, not an Oxford comma. Take what I want when I wanna. And I want you. Bad, bad news. One of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction. You are my strange addiction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain. But you addiction.
I'm really, really sorry. I think I was just relieved to see that Michael Scarn got his confidence back.
Yeah, Michael, the movie's amazing.
It's like one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Deadly fever. Please don't ever break. Be my reliever, 'cause I don't self-medicate. And it burns like a gin and I like it. Put your lips on my skin and you might ignite it. Hurts but I know how to hide it. Kinda like it. The bad, bad news. One of us is gonna lose. I'm the powder, you're the fuse. Just add some friction. You are my strange addiction. You are my strange addiction. My doctors can't explain my symptoms or my pain, but you are my strange addiction. Wipe my glass, set myself on fire. Can't you tell I'm cracked? Can't you tell I'm worried? Tell me nothing lasts, like I don't know. You could kiss my ass, skin on my motto.
You should enter it in festivals
or carnivals.
That's pretty good reaction. It's pretty cool. Right? Did you like it? Did you like that?
Which part?
Well, hey, that was pretty cool. I usually try my best not to listen to music that, like, most people enjoy. But that was pretty good. I really gotta say, I'm pleasantly surprised. Well done, Billy. Keep up the good work. And also, if anybody listening knows, were those samples from The Office? Kind of sounded like it might have been, but I wasn't sure. Anyway, this next song is a political song. Also pretty cool. It's by Claudia Gibson, who went to high school with my father, and we saw her at a little concert a couple of weeks ago, which was very nice. And here it is. And I don't know how long it is. So, if you don't hear from me again, this has been, it's been lovely having you. This is Mellow Max, listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in again next week for more songs that I recommend highly and new music.
At a mama's
Was just, it's a really pretty song, and it was a really nice concert as well. Claudia Gibson, Dreamers. And a very important message. And, I don't know. There are enough shows that already that talk about politics, but, I'll just play political music. Yeah. Apparently that song won a songwriters contest. It was for, I can't think of the name, but she won, and I think that she very well deserved it. It's a very beautiful song. And the next DJ is here. So I think that I will play a nice short song.